VentureCast.
But what I want here, and I haven't told him this yet, is at the end of this, I want you as an unbiased judge to tell us which painting is better. And then the loser will have to suffer a consequence, which we will have to determine.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
I like it. Okay. I like it. So like nothing like violent though, just a consequence.
I get to
punch each other in the balls.
No. Last night,
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to win this. So no.
Last night, my daughter got me. She was meant to do a cartwheel and got me square in the balls. The hardest I've been kicked there since I was 15 years old. I went down and nearly threw up. So no, that is not on the board.
Okay. All right. Well, as we go, we'll discuss what the consequences is. So or you can come up with the consequences. Do we have a shot? I don't know. A nipple pinch? I don't know. Titty twister? I don't know. I don't know why you just suggested that. That's the worst thing ever.
That is the worst. And some people are confused on whether that's a good thing or not. I don't understand that.
Is it ever a good thing? Is there a time when
not in Andy's world. No.
Okay. All right.
Welcome, fellow Lushes. Come on in, pull up a bar stool, and enjoy some cocktails with Dimples and the Beard.
So yeah, we got a first. We are popping our painting cherry. We are going to paint with, not only are we going to paint, we have our most popular guest of all time, Mrs. Andy.
All time. Time.
Perfect. I should put that on the soundboard. We need a soundboard. We need one that, like, a digital one over here. Anyway, we have our...
Fernando, get on that.
Fernando.
We need a soundboard.
He's not going to do it until you start calling him by the right name. It's not Fernando.
Fernando. Would you get... us a soundboard, please. Put it on your list.
Mrs. Andy, by the time this episode comes out, her first episode with us will have at least 16,000 views. Now that means 16.
Well, I'm sorry. 000. I didn't hear that. You meant 16 views, right?
That's just insulting.
1,600 views.
No, that wouldn't. Yeah, that's a maybe.
That'd be.
I mean, we have 17 recently.
Yes, 1,700 plus subscribers. I did see that as I was.
So 1,600 views would make sense.
Working it over the weekend. It would, right?
Right.
We don't mean 1,600.
No. Every subscriber we have watched it 10 times, apparently. 16,000. Maybe by the time this comes out.
That's probably more than 1,000.
It'll be 17,000. But that reminds me. So. We have 1,700 subscribers.
Yes.
Thank you,
each and every one of you.
We had 17,000 people that have watched your first episode. That means that the vast majority of the people watching are not subscribed. So do us a big favor. You're watching. You're enjoying. Hit the subscribe button.
Wow. There you go.
I'm just saying. It would be nice. I mean, I think our...
And in hell, leave a comment like, hey, new subscriber.
Oh, there we go. I subscribed. Reach out. I subscribed to see the painting.
Saw the painting. Loved it. Reach out.
I wouldn't expect works of art. Okay, I have something to tell you.
Here's what I was going to ask.
Okay, you ask.
When we're done.
Yeah, auction them.
Do we auction them off for highest bidder? Because
how about
we could probably retire.
Okay. Yesterday.
All we have to do is get the clientele that Hunter Biden's in, because he sells his painting for $500,000.
Anyway, we don't do politics here.
I just want his agent.
That's true.
I just want his agent.
What does he do? Just wipe cocaine all over a black?
I think he does.
A black woman.
He blows it out of his ass onto the canvas.
This is how dedicated I am to this podcast.
Okay, go.
And you know we want to look good on camera because we have a lot of good looking ladies who come on camera.
We got two good looking hosts.
And you and I have gone back and forth about the proper way to get rid of nose hair. You're a plucker. I'm usually a shaver. I want you to know. That yesterday, I went the extra mile for this podcast.
Holy Christ. All right. Did not expect this coming.
And my nose hairs waxed.
Waxed.
Look at that.
Holy cow.
It's amazing.
I can see go up one more time. I can see your brain.
I know. I don't have one. It is amazing. You can breathe so much better.
Interesting.
It is. Oh, yesterday. I was just like walking around.
Wow.
Oh.
You really waxed that bad boy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm assuming your eyes watered, but how much pain was it?
It's not.
And I've heard that once you do it all,
as long as I'm going to tell you, my Mrs. Leah.
You tell me.
She was the one who pulled. Well, she did all.
What
of
brought
it.
This on? You sick of shaving?
No, we just both thought it would be fun
because those big weed whackers were just getting too much.
Yeah. Yeah, when you got to shave three times a day, it's like it's just you're killing time.
I'm with it.
So I got a podcast at it. No, we just thought it would be fun. She bought some, and I'm like, I'll do it. I don't, you know. And nice. And but the first one, she went in, and I have big nostrils. I don't know if you've all noticed, but these things you could drive a semi into.
What?
So the first one she put in, and she's like, I got it in, but it didn't really get the front part.
Oh, sure.
So she's like, it's not going to get. I'm like, so she pulls that one up. I'm like, okay, that's good. Second one, she goes, she puts it in and it gets kind of on the side here. She's got to try and get the wax off and stuff. Then she goes to pull it. And she goes, and it doesn't come out the first time.
Oh, I didn't.
That made my eyes water a little bit.
Okay. Was she just being a little cautious to be?
I don't know. Or no, it was just in there. Because then when she pulled it the second time and got it out, you would have swore I haven't ever. In my life, trimmed my nose hair since the day I was born because it looked like a fucking forest. And here I'm thinking all this time, I mean, I take pretty good care of them.
I'm upkept.
But yeah. So interesting. Anyway, get it done. Open the tavern. We got a guest.
We got to get. Wow. That time went fast.
That time always goes fast.
Well, so obviously we're not. The tavern is now open.
The tavern is now.
We are absolutely not doing our nose hair on our 150.
Nope. But
we may be doing that. What hair?
But now I know. I'm willing. I'm even more willing to do it now.
Wax them.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt.
Hey.
Anyway, subscribe.
I do have a sensitive.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just sensitive all over. Tell me. Well, there we go. Leave a comment. We got it. New subscribers. When you are new, let us know. Hey, new subscriber. I love it. Share that. Then you share that. You like it. You subscribe.
Tell a friend.
And that's how we get around.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. We love each and every one of you, 1,700 subscribers, and we're going to say that personally thank you to each one and every one of you.
I would do that. It'd be like, you know, when the chicks gangbang and they do 1,700 dudes in one day, we will form a line. We will thank all 1,700 of them in one day. They can come by and...
We will form a line and...
And shake all their hands and say thank you. All right. Anyway, so without further ado, it's time to paint with Mrs. Andy.
How's it going?
Oh, we're so good. How are you?
Great to have you back.
Good. Yeah. All right. I'm excited. We never talked about what we're painting.
Well, I was going to say, are you ready to Bob Ross us?
I don't think we talked about a lot of this, but we'll wing it. We'll make it work.
Perfect.
Do you have a Bob Ross wig?
Is that a kink of yours?
Yeah. Bob Ross. I got a
thing. She charges. Come on.
Got a big thing.
There we go. Okay.
Bob Ross with boobies.
Yeah, so, right. It's just happy mistakes. Happy little mistakes.
Oh, now we probably have to, now we'll probably have to censor. I'll probably have to edit that or we'll end up paying copyright infringement or something.
Come at us. So,
oh, that's probably right.
You're the professional with the easel. Look at that. Very nice.
We're using dining. We're using
professional is a
chairs.
Strong word. Well, I'm in my spare bedroom. I mean, we can call it a studio if you want.
Yes.
But... I think
it's, you know,
yeah.
I have this house built with a studio in it.
Right.
just to paint.
I like how you guys have your easels facing away. So you can like chalk all your work if you don't like it.
we will 100% show when we're done, but nobody wants to see our progress.
Okay.
But what I want here, and I haven't told him this yet, is at the end of this, I want you as an unbiased judge to tell us which painting is better. And then the loser will have to suffer a consequence, which we will have to determine.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
I like it. Okay. I like, so like not nothing like violent though, just a consequence.
I got to punch each other in the balls.
No. Last night,
I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna win this, so no.
Last night my daughter got me. She was meant to do a cartwheel and got me square in the balls. The hardest I've been kicked there since I was 15 years old. I went down and nearly threw up. So no that is not on the board.
Okay. All right. Well, as we go, we'll discuss what the consequences is. So, or you could come up with the consequences. Do be a shot, I don't know, a nipple pinch. I don't know. Titty twister. I don't know. I don't know why you just suggested that. That's the worst thing ever. I don't want that.
That is the worst. And some people are confused on whether that's a good thing or not. I don't understand that.
Is it ever a good thing? Is there a time when
not in Andy's world. No.
Okay. All right. I can get away with it about half the time as long as I've got her in the right spot.
Some people pay a lot of money for that.
All right. So what are we going to pay?
So I don't know. So normally what I do is I will like trace out an idea before I go painting it.
All right.
So I threw some like little cocktails on here because you guys are cocktails.
Nice. Oh my gosh. I love it.
But I have a blank canvas down here too that I can just scrap the whole thing and start over and draw a dead possum or something.
No, I like it. I like it. You paint what you got on the board. We'll do our best to follow along.
Okay. Yes.
It was very I love the initiative of the cocktails.
And loser takes a nipple pinch.
We don't have to go with that.
It's your idea.
I think it's been determined. Yeah.
All right.
Jeez. What?
I'm so excited.
So, yeah.
Idiot.
All
right. I need to get in place.
Okay.
I'm a lefty. This is going to be hard. I should be on your side.
Are? We should have switched.
I know. We should be on opposite sides.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We'll make it work.
Oh, by the way, and before we get started, congratulations to you, our most watched guest. And by the time this thing comes out, I'm guessing 17,000 views will be on the board. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. That is awesome. It makes my whole day.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But, well, we can't thank you enough. That's awesome.
It makes our day too.
You guys are the best.
What? So if I'm looking, you've got something sketched on that?
Yes. So I don't know, like, can you kind of see it a little bit? Like, it's just light pencil. It's
a little bit light.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. A little bit.
So
are you drinking as well?
Of course.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Oh, look at that glass. That's fancy. Yes. Because I have been drinking.
Thank God for TJ Maxx, right?
Right. I'm so excited.
We'll just
martini, old fashioned, and a margarita. That's what I threw on here.
Beautiful. Nice. Beautiful.
So we may want do a outline of a what are we gonna use for a glass?
You're gonna have to figure it out.
I'm gonna do what I want. What are we doing first? Which one are you doing first?
I'll probably do the martini first.
Nice. I like it.
All right. Yeah. You know what I like about this? Because you've made it cocktail themed, this artwork can go on the wall.
Heck yeah.
So see? I like it.
There you go. It's perfect.
I like it.
Now, my first painting series on Lives were Roadkill. Like, that was a series. When I said that, I don't know if you knew
that. Oh yeah,
well, we knew that, and I kind of went in tonight expecting to do a dead possum or something, but I like your theme better.
Yeah, it just kind of turned into that. I don't even know how it happened. It's like, make it dead. I'm like, that's dark. Okay.
you had just finished, I think, a dead animal.
I think
when you came on.
I think you had done Alive that day.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did an armadillo. I did a possum, and I always gave him like a name.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the possum.
Oh, it was a possum, and you did name it.
What was what was the possum's name? You remember?
I don't know.
I got a better idea. Somebody who knows, put it in the comments.
Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
Yeah. There you go. See, that's a person that really follows.
All right.
The dedication.
You paying attention?
She's painting now.
She is.
She's painting.
I'm kind of watching.
You got to follow along.
I'm like, I don't know how to paint glass. So this is new.
Oh, I like it though. I like to challenge you a little bit there.
You know, 100%
could challenge us. Now, we're at a little disadvantage.
We are,
because we're not only painting.
We're staring at a gorgeous woman.
We're getting distracted by a gorgeous lady.
I knew where you were going with that. She doesn't have the same distraction.
She doesn't. Not even a little bit.
Oh, you guys.
I think I'm off to a good start.
Oh, geez, you started them.
Yes, I'm following along. What are you doing over there?
All right. I was like waiting for her. Her.
See.
Paint the okay. Now I'm with
it's
you.
Like a little bit. It's like a little bit.
It's a martini glass.
Yeah.
We got a base and a stem.
That's where I'm going with it.
Yep. And then the olives are inside, of course. You know, kind of.
Oh boy.
Teasingly sticking out a little bit. You know.
Shit, I'm screwed. You got all the green
teasing, and you can't borrow any.
I'm gonna have to have some olives that look moldy or something.
Moldy.
You'd have some shit brown olives. You're gonna have.
I'm gonna have to find a way to make green.
Well, we can share a little bit.
No, I like the challenge of not having.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, she is there so far ahead of us already.
I'm not even starting.
You guys are so up for the challenges.
Not even.
Oh goodness, this is beautiful.
It's well, like a masterpiece.
It's gonna be.
What drink are we had? Do we have in our martini glass? Are you what's in your martini glass when you have a martini?
So this one is okay. So I just okay. When I drink a martini,
yeah.
People say make it dirty, right? And which means more olive brine, right?
Yeah.
Well, I like. I call it a nasty whore martini because I basically
I'm listening.
Like,
Do tell.
I basically like all brine and just move the bottle of vodka behind the glass and I'm like perfect. So that's why I don't. Yeah. So people always make it so strong because it's just vodka with olives in it and that's awful.
So when you go get martinis, you're just the straight up. You don't get the flavor stuff. You ever go to a martini bar and pick flavors?
Yeah. No, like right now I'm drinking what's called a fate, which is just what some restaurant named it. But it's like, it's not even a martini. It's Saint Germain, which is like elderflower.
Sure.
And yep. Which I was corrected recently. That's actually called Saint Germain.
Really?
What?
It's so fancy.
Wow.
I'm like, well, I'm stupid. So,
We have to call it St. Germain because there's a city in Wisconsin named St. Germain. So,
oh, perfect.
So, and it's spelled the exact same way. So I don't know who's saying it's pronounced Saint Germain.
I don't even know what you're talking about there.
Saint Germain.
I'm just going to tell them they were trying to fuck with me. So it's
fine. Yeah. Wow. This is bad already.
But yeah, it has pineapple, orange juice, Saint Germain, and Prosecco and vodka.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty delicious.
Good. All right. Where are we at? Okay. I'm just gonna. You're going way ahead. She hasn't put liquid in her glass yet.
Hey, my creative juices are flowing. My creative juices are flowing.
I think she's got enough. Your creative.
You can't stop me.
Your creative juices.
You can't stop me.
He's in a he's mojoing. He's looking at me. He's like, I got this.
Mm, heck yeah.
What makes green?
Yeah. So once I go, okay. So, wow. I can't even say that. So,
oh boy. That didn't work.
That didn't work.
That didn't work at all. I'm going color over wet color and it's not.
That didn't work. My olive went a little crazy. Look at that. It grew.
I'm going to have to
improvise.
I'm trying desperately to improvise and I'm not sure if it's working, but it looks more like a roasted marshmallow in there, but I'll take it.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I'm making a chocolate martini.
Okay.
I'm making a s'mores martini.
What?
Okay. Yep. That sounds yummy.
I had to improvise, Kevin. That's the way it goes. You got to improvise. Sometimes.
You know, and there's no wrong, right? Because it's art.
That's right.
Art is subjective. You could do whatever you want.
You're just expressing yourself.
Like Madonna said,
Express right. yourself. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Her tour just started up.
Copyright infringement again.
I know. I'm supposed to see her in Toronto.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the last one got canceled. It was like one of her first stops, and then she got sick. So.
It might have been from all the plastic she put in her face.
It might have been.
Something's going on with her. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
She's off the deep end a little bit, but I'm sure she still puts on one hell of a show.
We'll I did see a clip of her first show, or at least a promo of it, because I am part of the Madonna fan club, FYI.
Okay, so we get along just fine.
So probably right a couple years ago, she did a theater tour. Her album. It wasn't a greatest hits, which would have been awesome. I went to Chicago by myself. And because the tickets weren't cheap and nobody was going to pay that to come see him with her. So I said, fuck you all. I'm going to Madonna by myself.
So love it.
Went to Chicago. And then I went, fuck. I want a good camera. So I bought the new iPhone when it came out with three lenses. Literally the day I left for Chicago. Got the new phone. Got down there. Went into the Chicago theater and they said, no phones allowed. You got to put them in a lockbox.
Oh, man.
No pictures allowed.
Ah.
So you, and then they had like it must have been the theater's, we'll say, smoking room that they turned into a phone room. So you could go in there, they would unlock it. You could call your babysitter, you could call your wife, whatever you needed to if it was an emergency, and then lock it up before you left. And they had people walking up and down the aisles. That if they saw a phone, they would stop you and give you a bag. It almost looked like those old ladies that would put their cigarettes in a thing and twist it, you know, but it had a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the only picture I got from the evening was of the theater outside.
Oh, was it great?
The point for me was it was a small theater, you know, she like played like five nights at this, you know, so I paid good to get good seats and. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I've loved her since she came out.
Yeah, I've loved her since high school in the 80s
since you could masturbate. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could masturbate before, but I like tripled my game when Madonna came out, not gonna lie.
She was pretty hot.
Oh.
That's what I don't get. I mean, she was still pretty hot until she started up.
She was hot. Up until the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. It's like, did she shave her eyebrows off? Like, something's missing from her face, and I don't understand.
I think she injected, so they were, she trimmed them, and then they bulged out, and the lips, and it's hard. So that was kind of the main reason I haven't even looked into getting
maybe she would
for this show, because I didn't, she's so far out there.
Maybe she would like to come on and tell us what's up.
Maybe.
Doesn't hurt.
I'll reach out to her because I'm, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I'm a member of her fan club.
Probably the president. I'm not only. Yes.
And I get her monthly magazine and
all
that good stuff.
She has a monthly magazine. Are you kidding?
I used to be. I don't think it's monthly anymore.
No.
I think it's electric now.
Is that something
you have to pay for? Yeah, a yearly subscription.
Okay. So she has like an OnlyFans.
She does. She can't do that. She's not that classy.
Right. Good save.
You're welcome. I know my audience.
If she has one, I am not checking it out. I know that. I guess curiosity would probably eventually get the best of me if she had one. Actually, I would glom onto yours because I know you would have it.
I would have it. But actually, I'm looking to my right. I do have her back in the day, her sex book that I think it was like $50 when it came out, or maybe it was $100, maybe it was $90. I don't remember. In the day, but it's like it had the covers were steel.
Yeah.
And in it were her, you know, nude pictures.
Yeah.
Had some naughty pictures inside. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, I got her. It's still right there.
Do you think right there? Do you think you're trying to sabotage me? I see what you're doing here.
Distracting him.
I I haven't looked up at Mrs. Andy once because I don't want to ruin my concentration.
Well, I will say this. I do look at you because you're inspiring me. I'm trying to win brownie points so I don't get my nipples twitch. Yep. 100%.
Just remember who books the show.
Well, the thing is about the Madonna concert is that I originally had tickets to go in August because everybody said, I've never been to Toronto before. Hmm. Everybody said, don't go to Toronto in the winter. And now it's rescheduled to January. Oh, so
okay.
It'll be interesting though.
It might be a little frigid.
It might be.
Have you seen her before?
I have. I've seen her one time. She came to Nashville, probably, 7 years ago. And it was one of the raunchiest shows I've ever seen. So I loved it naturally.
Yeah.
But my co-worker with me was not a big Madonna fan. And we got the tickets from a promo kind of thing. So she kind of was like, whatever, I'll go. And at one point she leaned over and said, I think I just got pregnant.
All right.
I'm like, yep.
Hold on. Are you on to your second drink?
Yes.
Okay. I got
how many are you guys drawing?
I'm done with the martini.
I think I got my, I got my martini done.
Okay.
So we're on to the, all right.
Ooh, okay. Perfect.
Nice little highball glass. Or is that a highball? What is that?
It's a tub.
I think it's just a little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, highball.
Highball, Paul.
That's a Tom Collins. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I should know these things.
You could tell me anything. I'd be like, yeah, that's it. God
damn it. Do a podcast about cocktails. I don't even know what glasses we use. That's pretty terrible.
So I've seen her probably about half a dozen times.
Really?
Not to dwell on Madonna, but
this is a lot of Madonna.
It is. And I only want to continue on because the one time, and I was married, I had freshly kind of got married and she knew my obsession with Madonna. And she was starting her tour, and we were gonna go to Chicago. So I had it set up, and she wasn't gonna go with me because she wasn't pregnant, but we had little kids. And I was gonna go to Chicago because I had done it for a different concert where me and my brother went, and we sat in line just to get tickets, just to buy tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So my brother was going to go with me so my wife didn't have to. And we were leaving at like 2 a.m. so we could get there at a certain time and we could perch and get these tickets. And then as I'm on through her fan page that I'm, you know, her a member of, I clicked this. I happened to see this link and I clicked on it. And this is 100% thank you for saving it. But she had special deals because she's a huge advocate for the gay and lesbian people community.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I can get good tickets, a pre-party, a drive over there, and a drive back. Clicked on that. I had to pay extra. So we didn't have to drive down, but me and my wife then went and we got to go to a pre-party where they had Madonna impersonators. We had a Madonna karaoke contest, and then they drove us all over. I want to say it was at the United Center to the show. We had great seats and then drove us back after, and we hung out with the whole and I'm pretty sure they all thought
they did.
We were like brother and sister or something, but because I don't know there was any other married couple in there, but I didn't matter. We had a great time. The bus ride was so much fun there and back.
That's fun. I wish I could do something like that.
Oh, that was so much fun.
I love that.
Oh, you're way behind, buddy.
I'm behind. I'm
you're
going.
Talking too much.
I had to tell my Madonna story, so now I'm embracing.
Do they usually put the little pimentos and the olives in the drink? Like, do I need to add red?
Yep.
For old fashions?
Look at right there.
No, for the martini.
Oh, yes.
Right there.
Do? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Minor roasted marshmallow because I did a chocolate martini. So
yeah, you just got to look at our logo and you got it set up.
I know. There you go.
To a point. Let's see. We're doing margarita at the end, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say
margarita. I don't know why I just did that.
Because we're going and
it felt right. You just go with it.
Thank you.
I think that's where we're at, is we just, when you feel it, you just go with it.
Right. This is great.
Sounds like every fan scene I've ever done.
Right.
I'm like, whatever.
So you've been busy.
Yeah,
on Instagram,
right?
Holy cow, that's amazing! How many pages you've got going?
Talk about the two new pages that just popped up.
Yes,
we get to see you in primarily office apparel, which I know is a fantasy for a lot of men.
Heck yeah!
Yeah, office and like 90s and satin. I get a lot of requests for satin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, well. And so I kind of retired two pages I had and started up the new ones.
Okay.
So, kind of out with the old.
Good to know, because I was thinking that's a lot of pages that's going on.
Yeah.
So you retired too. Okay.
And you're still, you, if I remember right, you deal with all your own content. You don't have anybody posting for you, or you're doing it all yourself.
Right. Oh. Everything myself. Yep.
So that makes sense to retire a few.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of plateaued. And so I was like, I just need something fresh. So why not?
And yeah, I like the idea of catering to a fetish or a kink or whatever, because like I said, I know, the office attire, a lot of guys are, you know, into that. And obviously the nighty thing is
the office.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much sexier than a hot woman in, you know, a nice tight pencil skirt and white blouse.
That we've all seen and said, I need to be appropriate, so I can't say anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
My old fashioned is not good. I wouldn't want to drink this.
That's all right. That's all right.
Oh, I know how to. All right. I'm going to throw a little.
A twist into it?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I feel like I'm not doing so well here. So I got to get I got to get creative. And
I don't think your inner outer, your unlocking your inner
Bob Ross?
No, just art. You're not
your inner Picasso.
There you go. Thank you.
Picasso.
Let that loose and it's just gonna flow.
Right.
That's why I'm not in a hurry, because I envision it in my head. I think about it and then I make it happen. Don't look over. Don't cheat. You're cheating.
I'm trying to be inspired.
Oh, okay.
I haven't told you yet, but I actually enjoy some good nipple pain, so I'm trying to screw this up.
Trying to lose?
Yeah.
He's looking forward to it.
I think I'm
trying to throw the game.
Thinking he's right. I'm not doubting that. You know, that's the thing. I'm not.
I mean, some people love it, you know?
Some people pay big, big dollars for it.
Yeah.
Dominating nipple clamps. So,
take off
any nipple. Indulge in nipple clamps or any of that dominatrix stuff? Ooh. Or heck no.
No, that would not be. I actually had somebody ask me to put them on them, and I was like, I can't even do that because it freaks me out so much. I don't even do it to you. I'm like, no. You have to remember, my first trade was nursing. So, like, my first instinct is to not hurt anybody. So, it's like, you know.
I can't hurt you.
That's funny.
Right.
Well, I do remember, I know that for a fact, because there's been so many times that I, through my years of younger age, some girls that were like, would want to touch my nipples, nibble on them and stuff. And I was just so, nope, can't, don't touch, stay away from my nipples. And they're like, yeah, but you constantly touch mine. I'm like, oh yeah, but
you're such a sissy.
But I would say in the last 10 years, that has changed for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
yeah, there you go.
So I don't know what changed.
So we're both rooting for a loss.
I didn't say I love the pain.
There you go. Oh.
Now, it's part of the.
But at least now I'll let them, you know, nibble and lick and pinch.
Okay. Right. Yeah. You know many,
so
okay.
Can I?
That's fair.
You know how many people just turn this podcast off?
Well, then I don't know if I should tell my next story.
You should, definitely. They're not listening anymore should. Anyway.
I love it. I want to hear it.
All right. So there was a point where it was on the, how do I say this? So when a girl's going down on a guy, on me, uh-huh. I think every guy likes the further down the better, right? Or we tend to touch the back of your head more touch. Than you want.
Touch.
And you're like,
encouragement.
I got this. You can leave me the fuck alone. I got this, right?
Right.
So I made a deal with a girl for a while that was, her hand was up on my nipple, that the further she went down, the harder she could pinch my nipple. And then if I said stop, then she would stop going further down. So that kind of enticed me to tolerates more pain, because the more pain I could tolerate, the further down she would go.
Who gave up first?
Well, she did, of course, because she couldn't go all the way down. No, I'm lying. Different times were different. Tap outs.
Oh, this wasn't a one time only. Yeah. Deal.
Oh no, that was kind of once we got into that, because she liked to play with my nipples.
Yeah.
So it became a thing. That was a mutual, how could we, you know, accomplish something together?
Well, it's weird because you like playing with a girl's nipples.
Yes.
For me, it's different than, I don't even think about it on a guy. But for a girl, it's like nipples, you know.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, yay, boobies.
Heck yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, she was all for the,
nice.
I want your nip. Yeah. So, I, you know, it was a mutual thing.
Yeah.
And so 100%, we tapped out at different times, which was actually very fun. So, those are the kind of fun things that you can do.
What's she doing tonight? Let's give her a call.
Hello. You know who you are if you're watching. Because there's only the one that we had that game.
Does she watch?
She used to.
Used to? You piss her off?
I always do. No. No.
Oh boy, what's happening? Oh, we're making a table? I thought they were just gonna float.
You thought they were just flying cocktails?
Yeah. Thought we were doing like Andy Warhol or something. Look at it. Oh, that's perfect. That's what I wanted to do.
Wait, what now?
She's making a table.
Well, here's what I was misunderstood, or it doesn't matter. I'm interpreting what you have to do. Is you're going to put all three glasses next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, where are you putting your third glass? I was watching you do that, going, you ain't got room, buddy.
I already know what I'm going to do. That's where I'm okay with. I already knew what I was doing.
Oh, boy. All right. So.
But I don't have, I can make a table. It'll be a lopsided table, but I'll make a table.
My table has waves. It's like, not straight.
Oh, mine's going to be crooked.
That's perfect.
I wasn't anticipating.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna do this.
We're gonna do this. You have to be flexible, much like I don't know, much like podcasting, I guess.
That'll much be- like OnlyFansing, because you never know what the crowd's going to throw at you.
That's true.
It's true. It's true. I just saw some of your former guests this past weekend.
Did you?
Okay.
Yes. Well, the weekend before last, yeah. Mrs. Milford and Maddie.
Oh.
My favorite. Yes.
So, do we even need to ask how your weekend went?
Yeah, you can. Your assumption would be right.
So, yes, that makes us happy that you guys had a great weekend.
I'm guessing it will make some of your OnlyFans subscribers happy at some point.
It will on Monday. Yes.
Ooh, awesome.
Yeah, we had so much fun. I mean,
where did you meet up?
So we got a cabin in the Nashville area.
Nice.
Even better.
And all met there. Yeah.
Okay. So
we had a new creator show up as well.
Oh. It
was Ava Marie. Yeah. So
what was her name again? A long time.
Miss Ava Marie.
Okay.
That's definitely new. Definitely seen the name.
Yep. Yep.
Who are we talking to tomorrow night? Ava James.
Ava James.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love that name, Ava. That's so pretty.
So a cabin in the woods.
Yep.
Did you have a script? Did you just wing it? What do we have to expect coming up?
So we typically just truly wing it. Nice. It's so funny because everybody's kind of just moving around doing like some fan content, and like some people just don't put clothes on the entire time. And you're literally just sitting there eating a piece of pizza, and Maddie just walks by with.
No, don't freeze up now.
It's fine.
Well, you froze up at the exact wrong time. Maddie walks by. What? The worst time ever.
Oh, no. I froze up.
Yes. It was like the world didn't want us to know.
Like I said, you know, you just walk by and Maddie's just butt naked walking by doing, you know, content, or same thing with like Mrs. Milford, whatever. And I was like, you know, life doesn't suck, you know. Mm. Life is okay.
I mean, sitting here right now hearing about it, life kind of sucks.
Your life's better than ours.
I mean, if
we
you
had
ever
the worst internet, though, so we didn't have anything else to do because our internet was awful.
That's too bad. Almost like the guys probably cut the wire.
Right. Exactly.
They didn't pre-plan that.
I mean, if you guys ever, you know, if you're all getting together and you ever want to do like some live podcasting while you're there, just let us know. We'll come. We'll be church mice. You won't even know we're there. Church mice.
Perfect. Love it.
Perfect, she says, for me. All right, what do we got going? My perfect idea kind of got foiled by the table. I had a nice little spill there, but it went away now.
Oh. You didn't have to make a table.
No, I like it. I'm good. All right. I like this color.
What color is margarita, actually? Isn't it just kind of clear, but it looks green in the glass?
Yeah, a little. I mean, if you got like a classic margarita, a little greenish yellow.
Yeah.
Exactly. What
margarita? Kind of glass does a margarita come in?
I made those little blue rimmed glasses, and it has like the bubbles in it.
Oh yeah, it kind of looks like a martini glass, right? But it's a little bigger
martini glass.
Oh yeah, it's a little.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh yeah.
I'm kind of a margarita snob.
Are you?
Okay.
I don't like pre-mixes.
Right.
Like I want it fresh squoze. You know, that's why I say fresh squoze.
It's kind of the same thing with us here with old fashions. Yeah. If you go into a bar that has pre-made old fashioned mix, it's like. Although I was at a wedding this weekend, and because the old fat. I mean, you got 150 people,
right?
So they yeah. did have a pre-made mix, but it was really good because it was different than your typical. It was my lady said it. They made it like autumn-ish, like you could taste a little bit of apple in it,
cinnamon
little,
maybe they added
little cinnamon. You know, it was like it had a fall Ooh. Feel to it, so it was kind of yeah. cool.
Yeah. Somebody was at our farmer's market, and she said she bought same thing. Nope. And then she tried it, and yeah. it had cinnamon in it, and she liked it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you gotta.
I don't like it.
Every once in a while, you know, you gotta take a risk, right? Because you never know. Yeah. You might be missing out on something great.
That's true.
Right.
So, because normally I would have been like, no, I don't want, but I did know, like, you're at a big event like that, it's going to be tough for them to make old fashions by hand all night. So
yeah.
You're kind of a dick for asking them to do it.
He said, yeah, you would have.
Will you muddle this for me? Dude, I got people screaming behind you. Fuck you.
Uh-oh. I got a pink finger.
You got a pinker.
I'm going to sign it right away since I got pink on my finger.
Sign it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Gotta save something for signing.
That didn't work.
Sign it. What am I missing?
I dipped my finger in some paint and I had pink on the end of my finger, so I was going to sign it with my finger right away, but it didn't really work.
So are you margarita snob?
Yeah.
Clearly a regular margarita? Do you ever do flavored margaritas?
I do. Like a mango margarita I like.
Oh, I do too.
Mango.
Yeah. But they, again, it's like, if it's just the pre-mixed stuff, it's just kind of like, meh. It's just all sugar and crap. So it's like, meh. Just bring me some limes, tequila, and let me do it myself.
I just want to do it myself.
Do it myself. Leave me alone.
I got to ask. Me this thing. Did our friend Maddie have any of her tasty edibles at the cabin?
Of course she did. Yes. Cumberland candies.
I see she's making cookies now too.
Oh. Yes. So she
they are delicious. Caramels. Stuff.
I love those.
Yeah.
Just the regular ones, the little caramel will put me like fast asleep. And I did take a Delta 8 one time, and I'm a lightweight, so a Delta 8 for me, I was on the couch for like 4 hours straight. I was done. Like, well, there goes Andy. So
well, I'm more of a,
but you had a fun time.
Yes.
I'm more of a heavyweight when it comes to the edibles, but we him and my lady
conspired
with our friend Ashley Hobbs, who we're doing a second podcast now with Ashley Hobbs. She's Miss December 2010, and she's a big she loves weed. So yeah. we do a second podcast where she answers weed questions, and she bakes a lot of baked goods, and she makes Pop-Tarts. So I've always wanted one.
About them for quite a while.
They conspired and got me some for my 50th birthday. And
we didn't get you some. We made them.
Made them.
I got the recipe from Ashley.
Yes.
So, no, I will. Yeah, I did not make them. I made the pot butter.
Yes.
And his lady made the actual Pop-Tarts because she's a baker.
Okay.
Now.
And it's all about the butter, apparently. It really is. Like that. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy process unless you really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing to have stoner friends because they made my process easier than the like 6 hours of baking the pot and it's smelling up the whole place. So I had some good stoner friends that just got me some what was that again?
Distillate.
Distillate.
Yep.
That I could put in the butter. Now we found later on that we could have just put the distillate right into the dough and not had to do the whole butter thing. But anyways, I was here like I felt like I was Breaking Bad. I had pans going and I had this it was like a syringe they gave me, and it's so thick that I had to warm it up first to soften it and then put it in the butter, boil the butter, squeeze it in and stir it for it was fun doing it.
So we have.
Well, I have my funny story about pot brownies.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first time I had ever had any weed was pot brownies, and it actually wasn't that long ago because okay. I'm
nice.
And it was a coworker of me of mine that her husband made them, gave them to me for my birthday because I said I'd never had them. Except she didn't give me any directions, so she didn't tell me don't eat a whole brownie the first time you've ever been high.
Oh,
so I was high for 72 hours. And yeah, the problem was I took the brownie. I ate the brownie on a Thursday night and I had to go to work on Friday. And I was the boss, allegedly. That's what they said. I'm high as shit. I have like a black blazer on. Somebody brings in powdered donuts because it's a physician office, of course. So I'm like starving because I'm high. So I eat a powdered donut. Powder's all over my blazer, and I have an interview with a surgeon in an hour, and I didn't even realize. It looked like I was doing cocaine in the bathroom. It was great. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, we 72 hours. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We ate one of these. We ate my Leah, my wife, and I made one or ate one of these Pop Tarts by ourselves a couple weekends after we got them, and she ate like 30% of one of them, and I ate like 70% of one of them. And she was high all weekend. We ate them at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. And she was fucked up all weekend. So,
yep, that was me. I'd be right there next to her.
That was me.
Yep,
it was great.
Do you have any left?
Yeah, no, we haven't had any since then. We're afraid of them now.
I have yet to have
still
one.
High.
Yeah, right. This was 3 weeks ago. I'm still fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit.
Exactly.
I'm
still high. Did you have any of the not the caramels? Did she bring caramels? Or
of course,
Nanny,
yeah,
did you have any of the what did she say? They're starting cookies?
Yeah, she's making cookies now.
Did she bring cookies?
Mm-hmm. She did. She brought some Delta 8 cookies and some Delta 8 caramels and some regular CBD caramels. Oh yeah.
Okay. Which did you prefer? Yeah. How are the cookies? She didn't have the cookies at the time we had her on.
Nope. But she's coming back.
Right. Yep.
She's coming back soon.
The cookies are good. Except the Delta 8 gets me. Like I didn't eat any that week on the weekend because I would have been
okay.
I am no fun. Like the first time I ever shot with Mrs. Milford, I took a gummy and I was freaking toast. It was our very first scene. So she was super nervous because she was new and, you know, like just not kind of taking my lead. And I'm like, I'm stoned. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, let's get naked. I don't know. Let's start with that. And then after the scene, you can ask her. We were in an Airbnb. I was in the kitchen making pancakes. It's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, I'm so hungry.
I love it.
You know.
Well, I hope you film that. That's got to be a fetish in there,
right? Pancake.
Right.
About making pancakes 11 at night, naked. Well.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're naked, but.
She just told you they never put clothes on at the cabin. You think she had clothes on?
If I had your mate, you're naked.
Yeah, it's pretty loosey-goosey when everybody's around, I gotta admit. We just don't really think about it. Like, we really don't. Like, it doesn't seem weird.
But how much fun of a weekend is that? Gosh.
It's
so
just
jealous.
Normal. It's fun. It is fun.
So normal.
We've done this podcast now for 140 plus episodes. That is the dumbest fucking question you've ever asked. How much fun was it? How much fucking fun do you think it was?
I can't even imagine. I want to imagine. I just can't imagine. Because I'm thinking,
would you be surprised that you went, you know what? It actually kind of sucked.
No.
It was awful.
The beds were uncomfortable.
No. My point is, I had him going, no matter how much fun in my head, I thought it had to be like fourfold beyond that.
Yeah, why don't we get a group of friends who like to just go and go to cabins and be naked? Because guess what? I like being naked. On the weekends, my kid's not at my house. I'm naked from the time I get up Saturday morning till the time I go to bed Sunday night. I don't put clothes on.
I agree.
I know. It's upsetting sometimes. He's over here naked. Yep. I'm like, what? Come on, dude.
That's why you got guys gotten YouTube jail.
Right.
Did you know we got ourselves out of YouTube jail somehow?
How did you do it?
I have no idea. Like, they gave us the option to appeal the video, and I'm like, I'm not going to appeal. And actually, one of them was yours.
Thank you, though.
Which sucks, because it's a video that was like 6 months old, and we can't put your links to anything other than like Instagram in there anymore, because they go through and they look for it, and so they pulled us off for a couple of episodes where we had links to, you know, OnlyFans pages or whatever. And I said, I wrote them a letter and just said, hey, I'm not going to appeal. I get it. But you are like, we're a small podcast who relies on consistency. We need to put out episodes every Monday. We're battling big podcasts. And and this was like Tuesday. So I had assumed we wouldn't be putting an episode out that Monday. Right. And Sunday night I went and looked and I'm like, oh, shit, we're out of jail. So I had to quickly get an episode ready for Monday.
Nice.
Yeah. So somebody saw that and was like, okay.
And they didn't tell you. You just had to find it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't explain why you got it in jail.
Just right.
Boom.
Well, now, are you all of a sudden getting it on Instagram with your content? Where they're saying we can't share your content with people who don't follow you?
Yeah, I have. And it was funny because I got one this week that said that they couldn't share my content because it displayed violence.
What?
Because you guys see my post every day and I'm super violent. And I was like, what? And it's me in a black dress, like just like posing. And it's like, what?
Maybe you look like you were going to kick somebody's ass.
I guess it was, you know, it was aggressive. I don't know, my face. I've been told I have RBF. So maybe it was my face.
No, you don't.
I'm the least violent person there is. What do you mean?
Well, there's got to be something where they're searching for where it picks up, you know, non-smiles or dark dresses or something. And you just got to.
And one of the things I don't get, because we just got a couple for our page for the Ask Ashley podcast. And it's anything where we show pictures of like pot leaves. And I'm like, you can smoke weed live on Instagram, but I can't show a pot leaf. It just,
right.
It makes, and it like, it's impossible. You have no idea what you can put up there. So,
they're just, it's a weird thing.
But I'll just go back. Like if they specifically call out an actual post, I mean, it's 6 months old. I'll just go and delete it. And I'm like, nobody's really going back that far anyway. So
yeah, that's me.
Yeah. So unless it's something brand new, like the brand new shit, I'm just like, fine. Don't show people who don't follow us. I don't care. So, all right. I'm retiring. I'm done. I'm calling it a painting.
No, I'm done too. Right. I was just going to sign it as well. So, but I can do that later, but
we have two very, very different paintings for sure.
I would agree, but that's, so let's first now let's look at, bring yours close. Let's look at your, this is the expert.
Okay.
You're the direction giver.
Okay. Expert. That's a lot. Okay. So martini with olives, old fashioned.
Oh, I like that. The ice cube effect on the old fashioned. I would have thought of that.
I tried.
You cheated from hers. You tried.
Yes, she was Bob Ross. Of course, I was trying to follow along.
I get it. It was. I agree with it.
I was just making happy ice cubes, you know?
That was awesome.
I didn't know how to do stuff where I was one color next to the other color because it just kept getting
mixing. Yes. You almost got to let it dry and go, but we're good. Yeah. It is what it is.
So who's going first?
I don't care.
All right, I'll go first.
We'll go and go. And then we'll put them both up there at the same, obviously for a while.
So there we go.
I love it.
I felt like my glasses and my drinks were lacking a little bit of professionalism. So I decided at the end, let's go with a graffiti look. So it looks more like, all right.
A little edgy.
Yeah. So then we'll just, bam, put my name up there. And now look at, now he's over there. He's fucking signing his now because he's like, I see it. I see how this goes.
I am 100%. I was talking about it. I didn't realize that was a thing, but.
Well, I didn't sign it to sign it. I signed it to put the, to give it a graffiti effect.
My bad.
So there we go.
Yeah, I like the cherries. I didn't put the cherries in my old fashioned. I totally forgot the, what are they called? The
maraschino?
Maraschino, usually.
Yeah.
Maraschino. Yeah. Otherwise, you got to get, what are they called? They're like Lux.
Oh, the old.
Yes.
Thing. Those
the
are
dark ones.
Yeah, they taste like chocolate.
They're so good.
Yes.
Yeah, Lux. I want to say Luxembourg, but that's like a country.
That's a city that we lived up.
Oh, it's a city? Is it a country?
Luxembourg's not far away from here.
But it's a country too, isn't it?
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, there we go.
Totally fine if you said it was.
All right. As he said, totally different. I have no table. I have random drinks. Not across the board.
I like how the margarita is very like front facing. It's very forward.
You're more Andy Warhol. I like this.
And cherries, but I have the orange and the cherry that were muddled to make the old fashioned to begin with.
Okay.
Now that's a straight martini. It's a martini with a olive. The
it's a pink purples. Martini.
Yeah, I went with
what's the ingredients in them? What is that, like a Cosmo with an olive?
It's more of a fruity Cosmo martini. Absolutely. Okay. Because
like
Madonna hit me. Because when we were at the Madonna, the pre-show, they had Madonna Cosmos, and that's what we drank.
Oh, I like how this has a story to it. That's nice.
It we infested into it.
He's hitting my soft spot. He's hitting my Madonna soft spot.
I'll start warming him up now.
Which is it was a Cosmo martini with an olive. Pink, and then
And so the margarita is at salt.
It was a spicy salt on there because some of them have that with the paprika kind of. But
okay.
So it's a spicy. Heck yeah! Spice up that martini. Two cherries. So there you go. So there you had your first blush of them both. You don't have to decide right now, and then I think what we do. Is give a second and we'll put them both up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can decide. And then.
Okay. I think that's
look,
that's
I love it.
Tough.
Look I'm at her shaker.
I'm very diplomatic.
I like that shaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
It's a nice shaker.
Mike, so God damn it. I have the worst luck with shakers.
He can never get the
top. I do too.
The top freezes up and I can never get them off.
Never get it off. It's so ridiculous. What is it? Like, is there like a really high-end shaker you can get that the top doesn't stick to it? Because I don't think that's a thing.
Maybe.
Well, if it is, tell us, because I've gone through two of them and I'm like frustrated.
Yet another thing we should probably know, being a cocktails podcast.
But I bought a strainer that I say, fuck it, pull it off. And then I put the strainer on to strain the drinks.
There you go. Yeah, just take both off.
Well, I just ordered a whole cocktail set recently that had the shaker and the spoon and the whatever the hell those little squirty things are you put on the liquor bottle.
Yeah.
I'm spigot. That's definitely not it.
I like squirty things better.
Yeah, 100%. But I do like the glass. The glass shaker that you have. That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, that's because the other one, the tops got stuck. So it's like
I love it that we're not. I'm not the only one frustrated by that.
It's got a collection of them here. Yeah,
but I have one, and I didn't know if it was the old, because I got one from my grandfather.
That he
had left, and so my mom gave it to me, and it was neat. I really like it because it has. How do I want to say it? Like you turn it. Like at the top, it says, what drink do you want? And they had the gin and tonics. They had a different couple of drinks and you would line it up and then it would tell you the recipe around the shaker.
That's
and then
nice.
you could turn it because it was like twofold. The inside one, and it would go around with cutouts and you could turn it to a new drink and it would tell you the ingredients of the new drink.
It was okay.
It's really cool. But that top froze.
I just want to say that I love the paints that you guys have. You have the primary colors and then you have the pastel and they're all connected. I have like a shit show of like bottles everywhere that I knock off the tables. I don't know why I didn't do that in the first place.
Well, we had to send my lady paint supply shopping today to so we had stuff for tonight. So she came back with this. I'm like, that's perfect. So.
She killed it.
That's perfect. Yeah.
It worked.
It's a lot better organized than mine.
I mean, I'm sure unless you want to come back and do this again, they'll probably never get used. So I don't think either one of us have a future in painting.
No, but
lie. Tomorrow morning before work, you guys are going to be in there just doing a little freehand before
right? Just kind of cleaning up around the edges.
Have you ever done or thought about, we'll just stall to get your mind thinking of the two paintings, then we'll put them up for the judgment. With your painting, you ever do any body painting?
I have never done the painting, but I've been painted.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was at a resort in Jamaica and they had a body painter, which it's amazing because they'll put this paint on and it literally looks like you have some kind of outfit on.
Wow.
But it's, that's cool. Yeah, it's pretty sexy. Yeah.
Nice.
What about ever doing a painting with the paints on you and then rolling your naked body across canvases, big canvases? You ever thought about that?
I could do that. I've
done that once.
Wait, two things.
You've done it?
I have done it once, yeah.
Yeah, you?
Yeah. Yes.
Don't care right now. I want to tell her about her thought of maybe doing rolling around naked in paints.
That would be fun. We could do make a whole room, lay down a bunch of rolled up paper and get all the girls and just roll around and then just frame it.
Yeah, you just upped it.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm talking about her.
Yeah, sorry.
You upped it for all the girls. Winner, win.
I take that. I take that back.
The all-star MILF cast, tits and ass. Oh, that's the painting.
You could sell that for a lot of money.
You auction that off.
The thoughts are churning. See.
Yes. Yes.
Can we all just reflect on that for a minute?
It's a moment. Yeah. Didn't we do a moment of silence in the intro for some dumb reason? Here it is.
Right now, tell your dumb story that you did it.
No, I did it once, and it not with yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So you actually got naked, pour paint on you, and rolled across canvas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Professionally or just as with your.
It was an at home kit.
Okay. Gotcha.
It was an at home. You can mail. Yeah. You can order them in the mail. They come. It basically just looks like a murder scene by the time you're done. And, but again.
If you roll, but if you strategically do push ups or something.
Yeah. You blot certain parts.
I didn't have much to block. Back up
he couldn't push up enough to get the blot.
It was a tiny canvas.
I just didn't want your murder scene to discourage her from pursuing.
No.
The all-star canvas cast.
Look, it's fun.
The all-star MILF cast.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun. I think it could be fun for one of those sex bucket lists. Things,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Which we've, we had a guest that they emphasize a bucket list for you and your partner. You know, do a sex bucket list, and then you go through it together.
Okay. I think she's checked off most of them.
Probably hit most of them. Yeah, probably so. I need to come up with a new bucket list.
Hey, right? Sure. I'm gonna need a new bucket.
Can always do a new bucket list.
All right, are we gonna do this?
All right.
Are you ready?
All right.
He's
I'm
put him back
getting ready to win, to lose. So
don't worry about hurting feelings.
Yes. No, 100%. You will not hurt. It is what it is. We don't care.
I mean, let's get it straight. First of all, your painting wins. So,
100%.
That is the winner. Who comes in second? Mm-hmm.
But you need to, do you ever sign your paintings? That's a good point.
I do. I typically throw a little Andy in the year down in there.
Okay.
You know, so when I'm dead, they'll know what year it was.
Have you ever sold?
And the year. Good point.
Have you ever sold any of them?
I've actually had people try to buy them, and I said no, because they're so bad. And to see them up close, they'd be like, I want my Venmo bag.
Well, I'm going to tell all our fans right now, if they want to buy it.
These are for sale.
It's for sale.
They're for sale. 100% for sale.
So I kind of like
okay, give us this.
Look. I do. I like it. The Madonna inspired martini kind of gets my nipples a little tingly,
yes.
Which makes me
Mine too.
Yes.
I think I have to go with it. I have to go with Dimples on that, I think. But it's hard. You know, in the best way.
I'd have been okay to lose just for to hear you say that it made your nipples tingle talking about Madonna. Yeah.
All right.
So do I paint winner on there or how do I do that? You don't do that? Okay. All right.
You know, nobody likes a sore winner.
You know.
Nobody likes a sore winner.
Can I do a little happy dance?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's okay. Do you need me to lean? How are we going to do this? You're just going to
grab. I think we stand up. I go across the table.
But no, then they're not going to see our heads, are they?
Oh, all right. Well, then we don't. We just turn.
Here.
So, nope, you sit it. Yeah, I think okay. You sit.
All right. Get it over with. Only one.
Right or left?
This
or
one.
Or both?
No, what?
Both or what? Letter, right or left?
I think it needs to be even.
But you said it was close. Don't I just get one then?
Okay, so since you're a lefty, do the right one.
All right. So I can do the right. Yeah. So I will, how about I clamp and you tell me when to stop?
No!
Okay.
I mean, it's fair because I wouldn't let go.
Right. I won't do it for very long because I'm not a masochist. So.
All right. Here we go.
I gotta find it first.
Okay, found it. I got it. No, I found it. You tell me go and then tell me stop.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't even touch. I didn't even
ready
go.
I've lost my ability to stand this now.
Okay, found it.
Ready, set, go.
Wait, no, god damn it. I can't.
That's all.
Oh. All right. That was fun.
Was it?
How am I going to explain this to the missus when I get home?
Wait, you got a bruised nipple.
Like, why do you have a bruise on your nipple?
That hurt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that hurt. Hey.
He's like,
it was my idea.
Well, so, the challenge is your idea.
Yes.
But anyways.
That's true.
Thank you for not being too. You could have been like, oh, I'm drinking.
Oh, believe me, I would
go. I'm drinking. Oh, I forgot. Stop.
I'm pretty sure I pulled away before I heard stop.
Yeah. And that was pretty quick. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of was. I'd have been worse.
All right. Thank you so much for doing this with us.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I can't thank you enough for coming up with the idea with the cocktails because I did not hit my head. I was thinking about it and I'm just like, you know what? We're going to get on and we're going to do a dead animal. And I was 100% okay with that.
I was ready for the cat. The cat was about the next thing that was dead in the road. And that just seems really like not sexy.
But it was,
nobody
it would
wants
have been
a dead slaughtered pussy in the road. That's not fun for anybody.
No, we do not.
But it would have been a funny portrait to see the difference.
Dead cats. Well, next time. We'll
yes.
Next time. I agreed. Next time, dead pussy. Done.
But
all right, but
your idea was topped everything.
If we just get creative and we just say everybody paint a dead pussy, we could end up with a lot of different paintings.
Right?
So
right, there's a lot of definitions of that. A lot of
I just paint my ex-wife. Didn't
oh,
good one, touche.
She's gonna love that.
love you, ex. Love you, ex.
Sorry.
All right. Well, tell everybody where to go to find all your good stuff now that you've,
your new stuff
a little bit. Tell them where they can find you.
Yeah. Well, the easiest way is just momcurves.com. That's my website, which takes you everywhere you need to be.
Perfect. And that I can probably get away with actually putting the link up too, because I don't know how much they, I don't know how much they go look, but we'll see.
Well, let me get you in trouble.
Yeah, we'll probably just send them to an Instagram page. They can get to your website from there.
Website. Well, so, either way.
We'll see. Anyway.
Either way, we cannot thank you enough for coming back on. This was so much fun.
Thank you.
So much fun. We've been looking forward to this. We've been talking about it back and forth. Like, when will you get the paint? Yeah, it's been.
I mean, I could probably thank you a little more if I hadn't lost, but I'm just saying.
I had to pick one. That was not fair. Next time, you have to be the judge between us. That's what's fair.
And it's still the consequences of nipple pin. Well, shit, that doesn't work.
Right? Just you have to pick the best, worst dead pussy.
I'm going to love them all.
Interesting.
All
right. That, we'll leave them with that.
Perfect.
Because that's perfect way to go out. I don't know anything else to say to that.
I don't either. Exactly. I don't either.
Where's that pussy?
Wait, I do have to ask. Have you ever painted cocktails before? Or is this your first cocktail painting?
First cocktail. Yeah.
Wow.
Bravo.
Very well.
Yeah. Bravo.
I got to say that the ice on the old fashioned, yeah, never even thought of. That was pretty cool. I never even thought of that.
Cubes, yeah. But I forgot the cherries. So, I mean,
it's okay.
Epic fail.
That's all right.
That was creative to me.
So, thank you very much. We
thank you guys. Again,
cannot say thank you enough. We appreciate you coming back and doing this again. Our most watched guest. So, thank you.
Celebrate.
Thank you so much. thank you guys.
Have a good night.
Thank you for listening. The tavern is closed for now, but we'd love to have you back for more fun next time. Seriously, though, get your asses out of here.
Welcome to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing, where we harmonise your mind, body and soul. I'm Amanda, your sound therapy expert.
And I'm Stephen, the curious explorer uncovering the mysteries of sound.
Together we explore vibrations, frequencies and the power of sound therapy and tuning forks.
Discover ancient wisdom, reduce stress and tune into a healthier life. Subscribe to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing today.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters. Deep Leadership is real-world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today. Electric Acid.